Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, November 14th, 2022. If you're new to the program, welcome aboard. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you have been around for a while or if you're brand new, if you haven't already, you need to watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. It's entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. And that's exactly what you should do because it describes all the little aspects of the private tracks that you can fully benefit from it. Why is there a not for time option? The heck does that mean? Talk to me about the goal times. Are those rigid? Are they flexible? What's the difference between the workout of the day and the wildcard option and the limited equipment option and the no equipment option and everything in between? The accessory work, is it optional? Is it required? I'll let the cat out of the bag. It's optional. But you need to watch that. So please, please, please go do that. Then come back and watch this. And the goal for these videos that I do for each day is not to just read all the different options. I used to do that, but that didn't provide the most value because you can read them just fine yourself. It's to talk about the why and maybe how to approach the workout and the stimulus that we're going for. That might not be the obvious part and may not jump off the paper at you. So let's dive right in. Today's workout, triplet. Also our partner version if you want to do that. 21-15-9 reps for time, overhead squat, pull-up, and a bar facing burpee. The overhead squat's 115 for the men, 75 pounds for the women. The pull-up is a kipping chin over bar pull-up, and the bar facing burpee is just that. This is a nice one. Okay, now the primary stimuluses that I was looking for, the things that I really wanted to put in the workout when this was created, was an upper body pull and below parallel. Specifically, those are two things right off the bat, and the bar facing burpee fit in really nicely. Before I go down that path, let me just say, I also said or use 55% of your one rep max overhead squat if needed, because maybe that overhead squat's a bit too heavy for you. Nothing about this needs to be unbroken, that's for darn sure. I would say with that first set of 21 overhead squats, if you think you can get there, obviously safely, that should go without saying. If you think you can get there either unbroken or dropping the barbell once or twice for some quick breaks, I think you're where you need to be. If you think you would drop the barbell more than once or twice, you probably want to consider the scaled option. And then sets of 21 pull-ups are no joke either. Again, nothing needs to be unbroken. Below parallel and an upper body pull. And if we look back at where we've been and think about what we're doing today, for below parallel, last week we had long stints of unladen walking lunges. And so 21-15-9 at the barbell loading that we have right now with the barbell over our head and the overhead squat is markedly different. And then previous to that, last week, we had seven sets of one front squat, also quite different. So we're getting a different lift, a different loading, a different rep range. This is in a mixed modality with some other movements. It's going to be great. And then for the upper body pull, that kipping chin over bar pull-up, if we look back over what we have done for upper body pulling, last week we had weighted strict pull-ups, and then previous to that, so that was dead hang, strict pull-up, and then previous to that, we had kipping chest to bar pull-ups, and then we had kipping ring muscle-ups. So we've gone from ring muscle-ups to chest to bar pull-ups, to strict weighted pull-ups, to now kipping chin over bar pull-ups. And as you start to see, all the different pieces of the puzzle get laid out day by day, week by week, in a very intentional fashion to expose you to a very precise but yet broad spectrum of ranges, rep ranges, loadings, capacity, movement. You're pulling up with your upper body, yes, but how? You're going below parallel, yes, but how? And everything in between, time domains. And so that was the primary focus for today's workout. I've got all the videos for you. For the wild card option, in case the overhead squat just doesn't treat you well, no worries. We can get you below parallel. How about the barbell thruster? You're welcome. So we're just going to replace the overhead squat with the barbell thruster. And because of that, we're lowering the loading a bit. 95 pounds for men, 65 for women. That'll do the trick just fine. Scaled option puts in a front squat. Again, figuring that maybe The overhead squat was a bit too challenging. Thruster wasn't your friend. The scaled option has you covered with the front squat, and we put in 50% of your one rep max. You can do ring rows or pull-ups, and if you're going to do the ring rows, as I always say, make them challenging. The only potential problem with the ring row is you can put your body, if you wanted to, at such a casual angle that you blow through all the sets easy and unbroken. That's not what we want to see happen. I would want to see you break up each one of those ring rows sets into maybe three different sets. So make it, to get to that 21, it's three hard sets of seven. Now you're probably where you need to be. On the set of 15, it's three tough sets of five, or it's a 6-5-4, something like that. The final set of nine, either it's three triples, or it's a 6 and a 3, it's a 5 and a 4, but make them hard. And then you're developing that upper body pulling capacity that you need. And the limited equipment crew, of course, the dumbbell thruster. You're welcome. So that's it. Oh, you might be able to hear my baby on the other side of my, I don't know if I can call her a baby. She's 15 months old, an infant. On the other side of the door, she knows that I'm in here and she is making some noise. So that's it. Have a great day and we'll talk tomorrow.